To Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today is August the 18th, 2020. I'm not even sure where to start, y'all. like funerals and weddings, politics and elections seems to bring out the worst in people, including Christians. This past year, I have been attacked so many times for posts on social media, whether it's to praise someone who has done something wonderful or said something intelligent and poignant, or to question someone who has done or said something that seems to be immoral or unethical. On both sides. Let me put a disclaimer on this and say that I am of the Lion and Lamb Party. I am a Biblican, not a Democrat or Republican. I could care less about the donkeys and the elephants. I care about what the Holy Spirit tells me to do and what the Bible and God Himself mandates me to do. So, today, I was accosted by someone that I've known for a pretty long time because I wrote something nice about Michelle Obama. Now, the Obamas, Barack and Michelle, are very intelligent and articulate individuals. Regardless of whether I agree with their politics or not, most of which I do not, particularly their stance on abortion and pro-life issues, among many other things. However, the post that I made about Mrs. Obama, there was nothing inappropriate or political about it. In fact, I went on to say that we can love and like and respect people who we don't agree with, whether we agree with their politics or not, we can still always be respectful. And I said that I admired her and respected her work ethic as a working woman and as a mother. You would have thought I had given over to the dark side, that I was Satan's advocate and had lost my ever-loving Christian mind, etc. Y'all, let me say this. I am a big-time sinner. And so are you. And so are the Obamas. And so is Donald Trump. Now let that sink in for a minute. I have had friends who are staunch, die hard till the day they stop breathing. Democrats say horrible things about Republicans and President Trump and people who are pro-life. I have had church friends who are die hard till the day they stop breathing Republicans, conservatives say horrific, horrible things about President Barack Obama. So I've seen it on both sides, the ugliness. And Christians on both sides, Christian Democrats and Christian Republicans. And there's many reasons why people turn out to be affiliated with a particular party. That's not really what this conversation is about. This conversation is about the hypocrisy of the church. The hypocrisy of so-called believers. So what is hypocrisy? It is the claim or pretense of holding standards, beliefs, qualities, opinions, virtues, and behaviors that one does not actually possess. In a biblical sense, a hypocrite confesses and claims salvation and spiritual maturity when they are actually void of these qualities. a hypocrite, is one who acts a false part, makes a false profession, and is a deceiver, imposter, and a cheater. So I'm just going to be really transparent and open and in your face on this post. I'm sorry. It's just going to be this way. So let me start by saying this. There is a well-known minister in Texas who is a homosexual. He's married, he has children, and yet people know that really that's what he is, that's his lifestyle. It's supposed to be covert. Many people have left his church because of that, because the board won't do anything about it. That right there, in a nutshell, is hypocrisy. You are claiming to know the Word of God and following the Word of God and trying to lead others in the Word of God when you yourself are not living a sanctified, holy, righteous life. You're living in wickedness. You don't have to agree with me. Go to the Bible. I'm telling you what the Bible says. This is not my opinion. This is what the Bible says. He needs to step down. That is hypocrisy. It is also hypocrisy for someone to pass judgment on someone of a particular political party about a particular sin when they themselves have a stronghold of a particular sin. For example, let's say you left your husband or your wife, you cheated on them with someone else, and now you're shacking up, you're living with this person and letting everybody know that this is your lover, blah, 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 blah. And yet you want to call out other people's sins, though, that are different than yours. That is hypocrisy. All hypocrisy is instigated by Satan. We know he's a liar. He lies and he deceives. 1 Timothy 4:2 speaks of deceiving spirits, and that is what operates in the lives of hypocrites. Hypocrisy is sinful. And Jesus taught against hypocrisy in Matthew chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 23. Jesus condemned the Pharisees for their hypocrisy. Hypocrites are usually legalists. And they always want to demand of others what they themselves do not adhere to. Or, like I just said, they're living in habitual sin. They have a stronghold. They're broken. But yet they want to talk about a different sin that they don't do that other people do. Hypocrites are very critical. Jesus described them as being concerned about the speck of sawdust in other people's eyes while ignoring the plank in their own eyes in Matthew 7. Their worship is in vain. They look on the outside. Many of them, not all, teach things that are not biblical. So how do you deal with hypocrisy? You ask God to forgive you, just as you would with any other sin. You must confess it first. Study the Word of God. Separate yourself from other hypocrites. Do not sit under the teaching of a hypocrite. Job 27:8 says, "For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he may gain much, if God takes away his life?" Proverbs 11:9 says, "The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered." Y'all, we have got to do better as a church. I have never, ever in my 56 years of life seen and heard such vitriol from Christians toward believers and non-believers because of politics. Oh my gosh, I can't. And to be honest with you, the Democrats, the liberals, They've been ugly. They've been harsh. And yet, it's been my friends on the right who have been the most hateful. I remember when President Barack Obama was in office, people that I just thought I knew would say and post the most horrible, horrible things about President Obama. Instead of praying for him, they would just kill the man, assassinate the man with words, almost like cursing him. And the Bible's clear about cursing people. Hypocrisy deceives the hypocrite because he knows the truth but doesn't obey it. And so my post today showed me a lot of things about a lot of people. You don't have to like Michelle Obama and what she stands for with her pro-choice stance. I get that. I really do, because I'm pro-life. However, if you have any sense whatsoever, you cannot deny that the woman is intelligent and articulate. You can have respect for people who are sinners. You can have respect for people who don't agree with you. You can have respect for people whose lifestyles are different than yours. Why? Because they're a human being just like you. Why can't people separate that? I truly don't understand. The hypocrite is deceived because he or she may know the doctrine of election, but they've misapplied it. The hypocrite is deceived because he knows God's commandments but does not obey them at the heart level. Y'all, I just said a mouthful and lost some of you right there. You missed it. It is out of the heart the mouth speaks. And what I heard today was pure hatred. And I'll even say evil on some levels. The hypocrite is deceived because he or she boasts in God to honor God. Not to honor God, excuse me, but rather to honor themselves and their beliefs. The hypocrite is deceived because he or she knows all of the theology and eschatology and pneumatology, not for the purpose of obedience, but to impress others. The hypocrite is deceived because he confidently teaches others, but does not apply the word to himself. Hypocrisy is damaging, y'all. Most hypocrites are prideful. We cannot go around hating people because they're Republican or Democrat. How ignorant is that? Yes, I said ignorant because it's ignorant. Pray for the people who do not understand the word of God and the ramifications of their choices. Yes, we can disagree with them. Yes, we can be vocal about it without being ugly and slamming people. Hypocrisy dishonors God. There's nothing God-honoring about that. When you disobey God's word, you are dishonoring God. I really wish, and I pray and I hope, that we can be a better example for our children, because our children are seeing and hearing how we treat people who look different than us, who pray different than us, who believe different than us, who vote different than us, and so on. It all boils down to, what would Jesus expect of us as his children? He was such the perfect example. of how to treat people who are not like you. And that's the way we need to be. And I haven't always been this way. My mother tried really hard to help me not to be a prideful hypocrite. And it took me years to get out of that. But thank God that I'm out of it now. But it took a long time. Think about this. And I know you've heard this before. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Noah was drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a murderer. Gideon was insecure. Miriam was a gossiper. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. And yet God used them all. And yes, as believers, we should stand against the shedding of innocent blood. We should bless and honor those who bless Israel. We should try to reduce debt because the Bible says to be, because the borrower should not be servant to the lender. We should want people to work and not live on welfare because the Bible says that if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. We should stand on the principles of what the Bible defines marriage to be. And yet we don't have to be ugly because people don't agree with that or don't understand that. Jesus was never ugly. Our job as believers is to obey, to surrender and submit to God's will, to make disciples, to spread the good news, to listen to the Holy Spirit, to love others, to love God, and to pray. God's job is everything else. Everything else. We're not God. And no wonder people don't want to go to church, and no wonder people don't want to have anything to do with us, because we're such hypocrites. People on your job hear how you talk and slander your boss, and how you curse and tell racist jokes or sexist jokes. They know that you're cheating on your husband or your wife, that you flirt with everybody in the office, that you steal supplies, that you cheated on your taxes. They know. And they're looking for you to be different because they know that Christians are supposed to be different. And they hear you talk about candidates. They hear you. And yes, you should stand up for your values and beliefs as a Christian, based on what the Word of God says. There's a way to say everything. You can say it with honey, or you can say it with vinegar. And usually the people who are the most vitriol, the most angry, don't even see what they're saying and the tone in which they're saying it as volatile, when it most certainly is explosive. I really pray that we can get to the point where we are like Jesus in every way imaginable, as much as humanly possible. And there's a limit to that because he's God. We've got to do better, saints. We cannot just yell and scream and point the finger and be ugly. You can peacefully disagree. You can peacefully protest. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if you have hatred in your heart towards anyone, whether it's a candidate, a political party, you have a problem. And you need to pray and fall to your knees and surrender and ask for forgiveness. You cannot hate the Obamas. You cannot hate the Trumps. You cannot hate anybody because they sin differently than you do. Stop it. Heavenly Father, forgive us for our hypocrisy, for our rebellion, for our unbelief, for our unforgiveness, for our judgment, for our pride, for our jealousy, for our prejudices and biases. Lord, we surrender and submit to you. We repent of all of our sins, for we have all fallen short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We lift up our country to you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a forgiving and merciful and gracious God. Help us to show grace to others the way you've shown it to us. Lord, you know I am the chief of sinners, and your grace for me is overwhelming. I'm so thankful that you don't see me the way other people have, that you don't treat me the way other people do. And I realize that I must suffer as your servant. I understand that. And it's okay. Help me to stay strong, Lord. Help me to preach the word of God and to have compassion and empathy for those who don't understand. Help me to stand strong in the convictions of your word, in the words of God himself, who does not change, whose words are not suggestions. Lord, I understand cause and effect, reaping and sowing. For every action, that there is a reaction, that our choices have consequences, and that our words have power. I thank you, Father God, for using me as your vessel. And I thank you, Father God, that you're making my skin thicker every day as your daughter, as your servant. Thank you, Jesus, that you are putting a mirror up to our faces, mine included, and that we cannot hate people because they're a different political party, and justify things that we shouldn't justify. Poor Michelle Obama was treated so badly because of the way she dressed, for showing her arms. And yet our current first lady, there are pictures all over the internet with her completely nude. But that's overlooked. And we don't pass judgment on her because of her past. I'm just pointing out how that my friends on the right aren't fair. They won't say anything about that. But they will vilify a woman who's pro-choice because her arms are bare. And Lord, we know we don't kill babies. We know that's wrong. Why can't we separate? Why can't we separate things that people do? Nobody's all right. Nobody's all wrong. We're all sinners. We all have a past. Why isn't it okay to say, that really wasn't a nice thing that he said? That wasn't loving. That wasn't kind. That wasn't Christ-like. And yet he's still my president. Why can't we say that? That's not being disrespectful. It's being honest. And Lord, if I'm wrong, show me. Because I want to be right in your eyes. I want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want you to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Forgive us, Father, for our hypocrisy. And help us to know when it is time to judge and have righteous indignation and righteous anger. And when we're talking and reacting out of flesh rather than out of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for joining me today on Coffee and Jesus. And I pray that you have a blessed rest of the week. Bye, y'all.